Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach and Company. Hey, I'm the subject of a poem. One of the listeners sent in a text as a poem. Our Sandy works as he is able. His viewpoints are lucid and stable. Once leaving a meal, embarrassed he'd feel by breaking a vase on a table. How's that? That's pretty good. I got my own custom. Yeah, I did that at R&M restaurant, and I felt so embarrassed by it. But I offered to pay for it. They said, no, that's okay. Apparently, a lot of this stuff goes on. You get one free vase to break.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I got. I should have paid more attention, but I just went to get a little assist by one of the decorative posts. And on the other side was a vase, and my hand hit that and went on the other on somebody's table and broke it.
Not good.
Yeah, not good.
Doesn't go good with a burger.
No, it's not. Would you like extra glass with that burger?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes. Could I have extra glass? All right, Mr. Beamer, we've got lots and lots of Facebook. What do you got?
All right, over on Facebook, Scott says, it looks like another, quote, wage and benefits strike. Why don't they just lay them all off and get non-union workers to do the work for half the price?
Well, there's somebody that's obviously not a union person with their union button standing outside. Did you hear the president of 774? I wish they would stop on one thing. We're not brothers. We may really like each other. We may sit next to you at the ballgame, but they're fellow workers, but they're not brothers. And this whole thing, companies always try and sell family. Yes, when you join Acme Flange, you're joining the Acme Flange family. That is, of course, till we fire you and walk you to the door and cut your fob off. Then you're no longer a member of our family and you're not welcome here, and call security. But I wish they'd stop with that at all. You're an employee. You do a job that they want. You agree to a benefit package, including salary and health and that sort of thing. You do the job, they give you the money. Then you're even. You do another job, they give you more money. Then you're even. That's the way it works. They're not going to invite you to their house for Thanksgiving. You shouldn't expect it, and I particularly wouldn't want it. So that's it. You stop with that and stop with the brothers. It always comes in when you need something. You ever notice that? You're always a brother when you need something. You just won the lottery. He's not your brother. But when you need something, hey, brother, how you doing, man? Great to hear it. Do you have another one?
Yes, thank you, Brother Beach.
Oh, Brother Beamer, thank you.
Rob says, why would they go on strike? They have the best benefits of the private sector. What a dumb idea to go after GM when they're on the verge of bankruptcy again. Get real, people.
They have no sense of the reality. You see, unions don't deal in the reality. Unions deal in, if we have to get the last penny out of them and then they put a lock on the door, that's exactly what we'll do. But they have no sense of reality. And first of all, here's some things you got to remember. The union didn't put a dime into building that company, not a dime, okay? The union represents people and they get paid to represent people. In order to do that, they have to create, if it doesn't exist already, they have to create tension. Without tension, there's no union. Plain and simple, okay? If there's not that fear that they've implanted in your brain that you could get fired, you know, if you weren't a member of this unit. And so pretty soon you're shaking your boots every time you hear what management wants or what the union wants because you think your job hangs by a thread. And when it comes time to say goodbye, whether it's your call or theirs, there are terms in the agreement that spell it out. Don't expect any more. Don't accept any less. That's just the way it is. This is what it says. We're going to do that. That's all there is to it. Why would I expect something different? So I'll know going in exactly what the job is, what it pays, what's expected of me. And if I get fired, am I fired for cause or unsuitability? You really don't want to get fired by, it depends on your workplace. One will give you severance pay and one won't. So that's just the way it is. If they're, you know, if you're fired because they're not making widgets anymore, there's no job there. What are you going to do? That's just the way it works. But when you hear them, like I heard the president of Local 774, it brought me back to the 50s. It sounded like that because we haven't had a lot of union talk. Tony, we've been doing this show for 22 years. I bet we haven't really talked union in 4, 5, 6 years, would you say?
No, we haven't. And, you know, we've heard studies or read studies in the past of how union membership is on the decline, and it's been on the decline for a while. Yeah, it's still a stronghold in, what, the Northeast, but it's slipping.
This will be the last of it. Do you know that Western New York, because you got to count private unionization and public union, and we are we are the most unionized workforce in the country is right here in Western New York. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk to Scott and Kenmore. He works for a union. We'll see what he says on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We got to be out here to show that we're not taking no more, you know, setbacks. You know, we helped the company out during the bankruptcy. We gave up concessions. Now it's all about fair wages. We want job security. We want affordable health care. We want profit sharing. We also got temporary workers here that's been temps for 5, 6 years. We can no longer work under those circumstances.
Let's go to Scott in Kenmore. Thanks for holding, Scott. You're on WBEN.
Well, thanks, Andy. First thing I wanted to say was what a lot of people forget when you belong to a union is you work for the company. You don't work for the union. The union works for you.
That's true. That is absolutely true. But they don't sign your checks. The company signs your checks, and they want you to believe that they're responsible for your employment there.
Right, and a lot of the unions, unfortunately, kind of rule with a little bit of fear. Make you do this, you have to do that, you have to do this type of thing.
Oh, that's it. That without that, without tension, there is no union. I've never heard of any size union where there was absolutely no tension at all, because that's the reason you send them dues. If you didn't need them to have a quiet workplace, you wouldn't have to pay the dues.
And another thing with a lot of the unions in the Western New York area, because that's where I live and work, there's 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 different pay grades for the exact same job, depending on when you got hired, what the union did for you, that contract year, so on and so forth. So you could be standing arm in arm with the brother next to you who's making possibly $10 more an hour to do the exact same job you're doing. So
Seniority. I mean, seniority, it makes some sense in some levels, but sometimes it just because you've been in the building that long doesn't make you a better worker.
I see it every day, unfortunately. And I'm not saying I'm the best worker in the world. I like to goof off when I can as well.
But the sad part is that as a good worker, you never get anything extra. And as a bad worker, you get all the attention of the stewards because they're always defending you at some some problem.
And actually, when you do a good job, sometimes you get more work to make up for the person who's not doing a good job.
Bingo. You seem to have figured it out, I'll tell you, Scott. Nice job. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, goodbye. Scott understands it. He works in a union environment. Yeah, there's tension is what the union sells. Tension between you and the employer. If you believe, hey, the employer is a really nice guy, say it's a privately owned business, okay, not stockholder-driven, stockholder-driven. So you're working for a really nice guy. He owns the company. You're very impressed with him. You've talked to employees who are currently there and some who have been there and left to do other things. Everybody speaks highly of him. All right, so you come in expecting the same kind of treatment, and you'll probably get that same kind of treatment. What makes you think that you're going to need a union? The union whispers in your ear, you know, without your skills are kind of limited. We can protect you and go up the financial pole there, and then starts building a little tension between you and the company and the way they do business or the job requirements or overtime or whatever, because they want you to believe that they will stand for you for a fee. And that's exactly the way it works. But if you didn't think you needed them, you figure, oh, no, I'll be treated fairly and I'm a good worker, then they wouldn't be in business. Plain and simple. It's not hard to figure out. And the more people that can do what you do, then the less the paycheck, plain and simply. Because if you're gone, they put somebody else in there. Widget counter number one is replaced by widget counter number two. If you bring something else to the job, a little something, it doesn't have to be anything big, just something. You've got a good attitude, you're a good employee, you don't call sick on Fridays or Mondays. Oh, wait a minute, Fridays. But the bottom line is, you're not going to get any extra if you're in a union shop. You have a chance of getting extra if it's a non-union shop. But you're going to be judged by the worst worker in the unit. And that's the way it works. And they have to defend you. So oftentimes, when I was a steward, and I'd see a grievance in front of me, I'd sit down with the person who's grieving, see what's going on, is it legitimate or not. Sometimes I say, yeah, let's proceed right now. And sometimes I say, you better think about this, because this doesn't make much sense, and here's some of the things that could happen. You kind of lay it out. And then it's fair. Then they make the choices. That worked out pretty well. But just that constant drumbeat of tension between you and the company, drummed up by the union, is one of the reasons I don't particularly like unions. I'm not anti-union per se, because I belong to two and I was treated fine. But the bottom line is, you got to be right. You give and get. It goes back and forth. You're not his brother, and they're not your mommy and daddy. You're an employer and employee. Mr. Beamer, who is an employee as I am and as Tony is, to this great company. It's called Entercom. Pardon me. Do we have an official theme?
We can rip it from the little teaser they play.
Oh, that's true.
This is a production of Radio.com Sports.
How about that? That sounds good.
You got to find that music.
What do you have? Don't we have an orchestra? We don't have the Entercom orc?
They're on strike.
The piccolo player.
Yeah, piccolo player.
I heard he was trouble, yes. And the accordionist.
The union won't stick up for him.
No. What else you got, Beamer?
June says, this is Rich, the UAW, going on strike right after one of their presidents got arrested for embezzlement.
Whoa, I wasn't aware of that. Did you know
me
that?
Me either, no.
We'll have to look that one up. That's a comment.
It's a comment. Well, you see, when people send us stuff, we can't verify every single thing they send. So we take them on their goodwill and their honesty, and that's otherwise you wouldn't be able to do talk radio. We converse back and forth as best we know.
Yes, Gary Jones, UAW president. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, Gary Jones. No, he saved that child from the burning building. It's not the same Gary Jones.
I'll have an answer to that.
And then he breastfed an orphan. I mean, you got the wrong guy there.
Yes. No, it was Gary Jones has been identified as one of a few co-conspirators in a criminal complaint accusing the Region 5 director of misconduct.
Get out.
Yes.
That is some time to go on strike.
Bad boy.
Unfair. What are you going to do when they come for you? Looks bad when the cops cross your line and put one of your guys in cuffs.
Do you lose bargaining power?
I think so. When's the next meeting? I don't know. We have exercise in the cell once a day.
It'll be in 3 to 5.
All right, you have another, please.
I do. We'll go with Sherry this time, who says, hopefully soon, all those who walked off the line will be standing in the unemployment line.
Well, we'll see. It depends. Some strikes are long and some are not. One of our earlier callers said probably 72 hours. That's a guess. This is a New York Times article by Neil Baudette, the United Auto Workers Union. Said Sunday that it was striking. 50,000 members at factories across the Midwest and South, two sides are far apart. UAW regional leaders in Detroit voted unanimously. I think it was 21-0, by the way, when they voted. to strike. The union's first such walkout since 2007. So it's been a while. It has been a while. Today we stand strong and say with one voice we are standing up for our members and for the fundamental rights of working class people in this nation. Those are the words of a union vice president said at that meeting. The UAW is pushing GM to improve wages. Well, what's new there? Reopen idle plants, add jobs at others, and close or narrow the differential between pay rates for new hires and veteran workers. I heard them say in one of the newscasts here earlier this morning that some people have been there 10 or 12 years and they're still listed as part-time. GM wants employees to pay a greater portion of their health care costs and to increase workforce productivity and flexibility in factories. These are kind of generalized things. Although the company has been earning substantial profits in North America, it has idled 3 plants in the United States as car sales slide somewhat and demand for vehicles weaken. 9.9 million jobs associated with the auto industry. It's about 3% of the gross domestic profit product. So you can see you're talking about a lot of jobs and a big impact on the economy. The Tonawanda plant, which will produce engines for the next generation Corvette, after nearly $296 million in corporate investments for future engine production, has 1,540 employees, including 1,356 hourly workers who are represented by UAW 774. At Lockport, the 1,293 hourly workers are represented by UAW Local 686. I'm glad it's not 666. While other 200 workers are salaried, the plant, which received a $32 million investment from GM in 2016, makes various heating and cooling components and will supply parts for the new Corvette as well. So we got a lot to do with the new Corvette, and I'm glad to hear that. Now, it'll be a big seller, but not in huge numbers, because I think it starts at 60,000.
I know you follow a lot with the auto industry, and I've heard reports and read reports that, like, Chevrolet isn't doing as well. I don't know how Buick is performing. I would think Cadillac performs pretty well. So you take all that, and the truck sales have to be pretty decent. So I can see where General Motors is making money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. We'll get in more into that as the talks begin. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Tony is a very nice guy, and he knows and recognizes a nice thing from one person to another. And he tells me these stories, and then as he gets to the end, I put the wrong ending on him.
It changes direction.
Yeah, doesn't it? You keep it going. Oh, you got me going. Oh, this is really good. Oh, no.
Nope.
Come on. That didn't happen.
There goes the trap door.
803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Sandy, this is a text. Sandy, everything that 774 is striking for, they already have. Signed, Tim from Wheatfield. I don't know, just from the generic requests here in that article, I have not seen a copy of their list of demands. These are our demands. We must have them. So I haven't seen that, so I don't know. And I don't have a copy of their existing contract, which expired, a little less than 12 hours ago. 11 hours, 37 minutes, and 42 seconds ago. So that's when they hit the streets. And I guess it's because the morning news team talked to the 774 local president, and this is a 24-hour-7 strike. And here's the way this usually goes. It starts off with, it's almost like a gala event where everybody's there and family, and they set up a barrel and they put wood in it because they're going to be, you know, lighting a fire in there so people coming by can, the camaraderie is flowing back and forth. And that's how it starts. After a couple of weeks, it's not quite the same. As you don't really want to go to the strike zone. And some people will honk. Yeah, honk if you love Jesus, or honk if you like the UAW, boom, boom, boom. And it's very positive. It's like a rally, but then it begins to lose steam, and then it turns to anger. It depends on where the strikes are, whether they're trying to keep vehicles from going into a plant or not. I guess it makes a big difference. But it starts off one way and ends another. And usually when it's done, you'll find that no matter what the agreement was, you would not have been able to, you're not going to make up what you lost by being out on the street. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it works. Mr. Beamer, a couple more from you, please.
Sandy, I have to say, before going to this, the whole Kavanaugh thing, again, just showing how inaccurate and quick the media is to post something without getting any evidence.
Just
to go after Trump or someone associated with Trump.
Yep.
And we'll go to Facebook now, and a lot of I find it amazing that the 11 o'clock hour, people must be going right to Facebook because our comment section blows up in the 11 o'clock hour. Phil says,
so do I usually, but that's okay.
Phil says, this is crazy. You should be happy with the benefits you have now. It's better than most people working in the private sector. Hopefully, GM makes the decision to go union-less and get people who want to be there.
Well, okay, that seems to be the prevailing opinion on the ones that we got coming in. You have one more for me.
Yes, Kelly simply says they're shooting themselves in the foot. Get back to work.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like a herd mentality because that's what it is. It's a herd. Remember, we one time a few years ago, I think it was a good discussion I had going on with a listener who wanted to take a different position than her union. I don't know if she was a teacher or what it was, but she was a union member, and she liked her union, but she wanted a different position than they're taking. And I had to explain to her, in case she didn't let it sink in, is once you sign up as a union member, you've lost your individual voice. You don't have an individual voice. There is one seat at the union bargaining table, and that's for everybody. You don't get your own separate seat. So if the union takes a position that they want to do this or don't want to do that, that's your position, plain and simply, because you're a member of that group. You give up that individuality. Now, to some people, it doesn't matter. Okay, I'll show up for work every day. I'll show up on time. I'll do a good job, and I'll leave when I'm supposed to leave and get my job done. And that's fine. They have a good attitude about it. They don't have any misconceptions that the boss is going to have them over for lunch or anything like that. And they have no misconception about why the boss makes more money than they do. It's simple. The boss owns the company. The boss put up the money for the company. The boss signed the notes for the company. If the company goes bankrupt, the boss goes bankrupt. You're not on the hook for any of that. You're in here as a hired gun, as a hired hand, like we are. We're here to do a job. And that's that. We have no say nationally what the company's going to do, nor do we expect to. That's their position. My job is to do the best job I can in the job I'm assigned to, and that's Tony's job and Beamer's as well.
I didn't want to bring this up on the air, but Joe and I are going to go on strike if the company doesn't give us Taco Tuesdays.
Oh, you need Taco Tuesdays?
Yeah, yeah, we need Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah.
That's our demand.
What else do we have here? We have Hawaiian Shirt Fridays.
Until
Labor Day.
That's
been replaced by Bill's Gear on Friday.
Yes. Okay, Bill's Gear on Friday. Well, yeah, especially when they're 2-0. Or 6-0 if you want to get, you know, crazy about it.
Well, they haven't lost in 2019.
No, they haven't, really. So you want Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, we want Taco Tuesday. We're holding tough for this
one. You
want
Taco Truck?
Yeah, that'd be nice, a Taco
Ooh.
Truck.
That guy with chicken and waffles, by the way, that truck.
The Dirty Bird.
That was so good. I have been to about 7 restaurants since then. Now, some of them have chicken on other things, but not chicken and waffles. They have chicken on other sandwiches, and they make them almost exactly the same, but his chicken and waffles were the best I've ever had.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, we need Dirty Bird to come back and visit us, or I need to find out. I actually went and found his page on Facebook so I can
find out
where he is,
where the truck is.
Yeah. We haven't seen a convenient location yet.
We have on the fly changed our demands. Now we want Dirty Bird Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I think Dirty Bird Tuesdays. Yeah, I'm in favor of that. And if not, you know what we'll do?
What?
I don't know. What can we not do? Mm. We're not doing that much now.
So we'll come up with something.
So we
have to have a threat.
Otherwise, there'd just be a tone on the radio. We can't have that.
No.
So we're valuable commodities. We are important.
We're essential personnel, you know.
We are. We are. And I know that when we get our emails from David Field, he tells us how much he loves us.
And that, yeah, he does.
I put that on my pillow, and I think the ink ran because there was a tear came out of my eye.
I hear you there.
That's the way it is, because we're union.
We're brothers.
We are brothers. We're all together. One. We are one. So happy New Year to you.
We are one for Dirty Bird waffles.
We'll stand up for Dirty Bird at any time. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WPEN.
Nobody wants to stay out to the point where it starts creating a financial hardship for not only the members but the company as well.
We're willing to do what we have to do. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. I can't deny that. But we have to keep fighting.
I came up with a thought. Yeah, every once in a while I have these random thoughts of what would be cool. Like I have suggested for the National Football League using laser sideline markings. Instead of the chain gang, if you had a laser just above the grade of the field that went straight across, first of all, the running backs or whoever's got the ball, the receivers, any of those people would see exactly how far they have to go to make first down. That would be really cool. You wouldn't need the chains at all, and it would be very, very accurate. So that's a thing. And then I came up with something this morning. I don't know why I thought of it this morning. I don't know if this would work. They could try it. They could try it before a regular game just to see. A camera ball. You put the ball, a small camera, in the nose of the ball. Okay, something very lightweight, didn't interfere really with the thing, and could take the kicking and hitting on the ground and all kinds of stuff. But you see where the ball travels. Now the ball is like it spins, right? When you're throwing it, it spins. We know that. So you could probably get a decent picture out of that. I don't
problem
know.
Is, though, the picture would spin.
Yeah, I think a lot of things
would
spin.
You'd get dizzy watching it.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I think it'd be fun to see what the ball sees, just for fun. Or even just have like a halftime thing with the ball doing that. Don't you think that'd be fun?
I think it would be. In years past, I recall, I don't know if Joe would remember this, but they did try a helmet cam with quarterbacks, and maybe NFL Europe or XFL, but it was in the upper corners of the helmet in the forehead area where there was a camera and you could actually see, which I thought was cool. You know, the quarterback dropping back to pass, what he sees as he's scanning the
field. That would,
I like that.
You'll notice that the whoever was doing color on our game kind of borrowed a page from another CBS announcer, former Cowboys quarterback who we really like. And started kind of describing what a quarterback.
He did that just before Josh Allen's touchdown run.
Yeah.
He called that play, in fact.
Yeah, so I think he's doing what Tony Romo does. But Tony Romo has the patent on it right now, I think. No, nobody's doing it like him.
But I wish more would try because I like that. Tell me what play's coming up.
See, I change the game, make it tougher, too, for the players. I'll tell you why. Here they whine and complain about the ball. Oh, look at the ball. Look at the shape of it. It's cold and all this stuff. I think they should play with a square ball.
That's first, tough to spin.
Yeah, it is tough to spin. Harder to catch. And not easy to make a field goal or an extra point either.
You wouldn't fumble as much,
and,
I would think.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be so quick to dive on a fumble either.
No.
Because the ball's square.
You'd have to come up with a new technique. You know, kind of like slide around it.
With little spikes that come out.
Yeah, no fumble recoveries for me,
what's the matter
boss.
With you? You guys aren't ahead of the game.
Hey, you go recover fumble. I'm not doing that.
Boy, those guys, they recover fumbles. They're not afraid to just jump right on it, right?
Yeah, and quite often you get the wind knocked out of you when you do.
I've had the wind knocked out of me once, and you think you're going to die.
Yeah, you really do.
Once in a basketball game.
I had that happen in Kung Fu, and that was not fun.
One of the Buffalo Bills did it to me, Paul Costa. Remember him?
Ooh.
Remember Paul Costa?
Yeah.
Tight end, Notre Dame. Tough guy, really good.
Big?
Very big. I stood up in front of him because that's what I was used to doing if somebody's driving the lane. He knocked me through the floorboards. I couldn't breathe. It was such a heavy hit. So I learned that those guys take everything seriously if it's a sport.
I'll never get in Paul Costa's way again.
Wow, 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 wow. He was a pretty good tight end, too, as
yeah,
I recall.
Yeah.
All right. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Here's some of the texts. I worked for Continental Airlines for many years as a non-union employee. We merged with United, and after a vote became part of the IAM union. My experience with the union is that it protects and enables laziness and bad behavior. Bing, bing, bing. Our jobs weren't protected. We were outsourced right here in Buffalo. So that's the end of Continental Airlines. They were flying into Wisconsin when I was there. As a retired suburban public school teacher, nobody has it better than we do. Time off alone. So I disagree with earlier statements that no one has it better. So, as a matter of fact, you know what's funny? There was a national news story, not on Fox, it was on one of the national networks, about teachers' pay being too low. And I'm thinking, first of all, we admire the job teachers do. It sure ain't too low around here. And they didn't talk to anybody from Western New York. It's very funny because it was a totally one-sided teachers don't get enough money discussion. And I'm sitting there listening to it like I'm in a foreign land. But that's exactly what they're doing nationally. Let's see. Okay. Oh, I can't do that one. Oh, there's one there. Okay. About the USF Red Star went out of business years ago when their union drivers went on strike. Yeah, the gold standard for getting their attention when they go on strike has to be the air traffic controllers. The air traffic controllers, I mean, there's a very serious job. They got to make sure planes stay out of each other's flight paths and whatever. And you're talking about human lives in your hand. A small mistake can be a huge, huge problem. So it's not that we don't protect them, not that we don't admire them, but they were going out on strike because they were not going to get what they want. And apparently, President Reagan fired all of them. Every single one of them. And they were welcome to apply for their job again if they wanted to. He brought all new people in, plus people who reapplied for their jobs. And there wasn't one plane in danger or anything else. But that shows that you want to mess around with somebody like that as a president, you better be careful because you may not get what you expect to get. And it worked out pretty well, I think. He was good to do it. And remember, sometimes just the positioning. I don't think it's a coincidence that the Ayatollah let the prisoners go just before Reagan took office. I mean, Jimmy Carter couldn't get him out. Then he tried to get him out. We had some helicopter problems, remember, and it didn't work. But just before Reagan took office, the Ayatollah let him out because he knew that Reagan was not the kind of guy that you would fool with. And so that positioning is very important and how we are seen in other countries. Okay, no, can't read that one. Oh, yeah, okay. Just ask the Buffalo Bills ushers how SEIU 200 works. That's a good question right there. But yeah, there are many times that you think, hey, we're important to the operation. Let's form a union. However, if you really think about it, in the last couple of years, there have been several union votes taken on plants for automobile building, and they all failed. Every one of them that went up for a vote lost. They did not want to be unionized. Now, that ought to tell you something. They're all in the South, and they're all big names. No small players there, and the workers voted yet.
I think one of them was Toyota, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it? Yeah, I recall at least three of them in the last few years. Okay, that about wraps it up for Beach & Company, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.